Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday. That means we're talking land and life. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy to follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Let's catch up real quick.
Yeah, you quit calling me, so.
I know, quit calling you so you would have something to talk to me about on Wednesdays.
Well, here's your chance. Let's talk.
I forgot what I want to say to you.
I'm sure you'll come up with something.
I am probably going to be left field too.
Well, I know that to be true.
Oh, dude, I got this piece of property back the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's 10 acres in Utah. And I send the letter, you know, we always send a blind offer. A guy writes me back. He says, yeah, I'll take it. But it's a woman that emails me and it's like really weird. There's like so many weird things. Like I'm kind of weirded out by it. But I was like, okay, well, how do I turn like the power of this one? So I'm paying like, I offered him $2,400 for it. And he says, okay, I look it up. It has $1,200 in back taxes. I said, hey, I'll cover some of the back taxes, but I got to lower the price. Mm-hmm. No response, ghost, nothing. About a week goes by. You know, I email him again. I said, hey, you know, I made this offer. Before I can move forward with it, I need to know which one it is. They go, nothing, ghost, nothing. I'm like, okay. So they call me at Friday at 4:30 their time. And they're like, hey, we're wrapping up for the week. We need you to send us that deed so we can notarize it. And I'm like, you didn't agree to the, I need you to sign the new purchase sales agreement. And the lady that's calling me for this guy, she's like, well, I don't have it. He doesn't have it. I said, it's from Sign Now. And he goes, yeah, I got that email. And she's like, open your email and sign it then. So I guess he works with this lady and he's an older gentleman, but yeah, so it worked out pretty cool. Well, the county that it's in Utah, you have to pay a membership fee, a subscription fee to get deeds. It's $40 to set up. And I'm like, okay, that's no big deal. I'll just do it online. Because I always pull the deeds for the properties. Well, it acts like it's online, but you get to a page and it's just a PDF you have to print out, and then you have to email it to two email addresses, and it could take up to a week to get approved. I'm like, I need to close the property like right now. It doesn't make sense.
Counties have the worst stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you needed that because he didn't have a deed to get.
He didn't know what his deed was.
Gotcha.
Didn't. So I was like, After doing a couple hundred deals, we kind of have an idea how this stuff's going to go, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you never know. And so I write a deed, use the legal description I found on Title Pro, got a good deed, sent it together, put it out. I just called it. I said, you know what? He's going to give me a warranty deed because the deed's coming from him. So he's warranting the title to me. I'm like, I'm making him give me a warranty deed. So he warranty deeds it to me. And then I'm closing another property in that county with a title company. So I call that guy and I'm like, hey, man. I got this other property there. You know, y'all's county's kind of weird on deeds, and I'm not there. You think you could pull it for me? And he's like, yeah, let me see the numbers on it. Sends me the deed. Like, I get the deed as I'm getting ready to send that other one, double check it. Warranty deed, legal description spot on. Bam, got it.
Nice.
Little wins like that make me happy some days.
Yeah. Actually, your story brought up a couple questions.
Okay.
You said he owed back taxes.
Yep.
So you had to lower your offer a little bit. Does your agreement say that you'll pay back taxes within reason?
Yeah.
But you have the offer price, but then it says you'll pay back taxes within reason. So what's within reason, I guess, is my question. Because I get that a lot too, you know?
So I kind of take it by a deal-by-deal basis. I have that in there. Like, I've had some guys with, hey, you know, $1,100 isn't reasonable. I'm not paying you back taxes.
Right.
So I'll lower the offer by $1,200. Or this one, I lowered the offer by, I think, $400. Mm-hmm. So I paid $800 of it. The property still comps at $12,000 to $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, for me, it has to do with how much I'm paying.
Okay.
Right. And so, like, if I'm paying you $2,000 for the property, but you owe $1,000 in back taxes, mm-hmm. that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, but if I was paying you $10,000 and the property's worth $30,000 and you owe $1,000,
yep.
okay, that's more reasonable.
I got it.
But yeah, I bought a $1,500 property one time and the guy owed $900.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
Or no, actually I said, I'm going to have to lower the price to get this done. And he said, no, your agreement says you'll pay within reason. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it says it'll pay the taxes. And I'm like, it'll pay it within reason. Yeah. That's not reasonable.
Yep.
Right. So that property went, I took the whole thing off. So I paid $600 for that and then paid the 14 or whatever it was for the taxes.
Wow. Well, I've done that before where I had an offer, was 20 acres, I think. Offered the guy like $2,200 for it. He comes back and says, hey, I've got a bunch of back taxes. And I said, yeah, I can't cover your back taxes. I just can't do it. He goes, why don't you just pay the back taxes and buy me dinner? And I'll do that. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's dinner though? You know, like,
I mean, I sent him $100.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
Let him feed himself. Treat yourself, king.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. So what else is going on with you?
Nothing exciting. I mean, it's been kind of a odd week with getting deals closed. I had a seller just like go straight amnesia on me, and I didn't even think about it until I was talking to you, and you were like, scam. And I don't know, it just didn't ring to me that could be what it was. But yeah. You know, she got my letter.
Uh-huh.
She called Pat Live. She accepted the offer.
Uh-huh.
I call her back. We talked for 20-30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the offer was in her husband's name. He passed away. We're gonna send it through title. So I was like, well, let me send you a agreement with your name on it, and or whatever it was, and then we'll get it to title and go from there. Okay, no problem. I was like, great, I'll send you it right now.
Yep.
Within 5 minutes, I had it sent to her. She never signs it.
Mm-hmm.
I call her back the next day. Hey, or I called her back. She picks up. She hangs up. I send her a text. Hey, did you get that agreement? No response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird. I wait again the next day. I call her. She picks up. She goes, I don't know anyone from a 817 area code. Click, hangs up.
Yeah.
Okay. I send her a text, and she responds, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I said, well, I talked to you about buying your land, and if you still want to sell it, let me know. And then she never responded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. That's where we're at.
Wow.
But we talked for like literally almost 30 minutes. Everything. It's like I know the history of the land.
Wow. I've had some weird stuff like that before, but normally it's on the selling, when I'm selling side. Like, I had a lady that was like chatted me for an hour about it. She goes, oh, I just had to have my sister's approval. She'll call you tomorrow. And her sister calls me and she's like, we're not buying your land. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, she calls people every day. This is how she gets socialization. She just talks to people and asks them questions about stuff for sale. And then she comes up with these grandiose ideas. She goes, last week it was Nevada. This week it's Arizona. Next week it'll probably be Oklahoma. I was like, okay.
Wow. This is an older lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was two older ladies that live together. Just looking for that piece of property they can get away to.
Yeah. Maybe she's looking for something to send to her sister, too.
Yeah. No, I get that. Man, it's crazy. Is anybody else noticing the sell side pickup? Like, I mean, we sold 10 properties last week.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was like, I had 5 closings in one day.
Well, that's pretty good.
I mean, it's great, but I'm like, oh, like, that's a little stressed.
You're stressed to be making money?
No, I'm like stressed because I'm starting to disperse checks and checks coming in and title and notaries. And normally I just go to the bank. I had to have Beth come over an extra day and notarize for me.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough problem to have if you're stressed because you're making money.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I suppose.
I haven't really noticed, like, I guess it's just the amount of Craigslist ads I put out. Like, it seems like a constant amount of calls.
And mm-hmm.
I do get stressed, though, like, when I've sold out and I'm waiting for it to close on to more deals and the phone keeps ringing.
Yep.
Because I hate telling someone that, like, oh, sorry, that land's already sold. And they're like, well, you got 40 ads for it on Craigslist.
So my marketing is effective, hey?
Yeah, and I don't know how to tell them, well, I don't manage that, so sorry. You know, I always say, oh, yeah, sorry, it's just been a crazy week. I'm trying to get them all down right now.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, I guess it's good problems to have. We shouldn't complain. You know, when it rains, it pours. It's been raining all weekend here.
Land investor problems.
Yeah, yeah. My little brother was talking to him about houses in the market. He said there's only 500 on the MLS right now for DFW. So, like, it's down right now. They're not getting any new listings,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was odd.
You know, I always watch Redfin. Like, I'm in my neighborhood, I was looking at houses. Like, the days on the market has definitely gone way up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because, you know, in my neighborhood, there used to be a time where, I mean, you almost had to get it before it was put on the market.
Yep. Like, you would announce when you were going to put it on the market, and we'll take offers until Monday.
Yeah. So. And that wasn't even a year ago.
No, you're right.
And then now it just seems like, I mean, things have slowed.
Yeah.
They're not selling that first day or that first week even now.
Yeah. Crazy. It's crazy to see. So what else is going on?
Let me see. Oh, today's Wednesday. My birthday's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Gonna be an old man now.
Catching up to you.
37?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that last night, Saturday night, when we went out for a birthday party for a buddy of ours. It was his almost 40 birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting old.
We are.
I saw a guy that I trained at the railroad. His son was just he was like 4. I met a son that they came up to the office to see where daddy worked. He was graduating college or something like that.
Wow.
He's getting pinned. He's going into the military. It's been insane.
Oh, yeah. I was having dinner with a buddy of mine, Hunter. When we were in college, he had he calls him his brother, but I think he's really his nephew. But anyway, he was not even, maybe he was in kindergarten or something.
It was the young cat. The cat was like at the football games when we'd go see him, right?
I guess so, yeah.
And probably, he was probably 8 or 9 at the time when we had season tickets to TCU. All
right, well, he's a freshman at TCU now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, I'm perplexed in this time. Like, I feel like we're still like 21, 22.
I feel like it until like Saturday night when we stayed out till midnight and I only had 2 drinks and I woke up Sunday feeling like death. Oh. Staying out till midnight, I thought about that. I haven't stayed out till midnight in 2.5 years.
Yeah, I know. You didn't even do that when we went to the concert. When we went and saw Eli Young Band. You didn't even stay out till, at Billy Bob's. You and MB jetted about 11.
But didn't she have to work the next day?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
She has to get up at 4:45 to go to work, so staying out past 8:30 is not gonna happen.
So what's next on the agenda for your land business? What do you got up your sleeve?
I got a mailer going out in the next couple of days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell us the state?
No, why would I do that?
Okay.
Big secret, you know, but if you check the secret county list, it is one of those.
And to get that, send $5 to sleeva32@yahoo.com PayPal.
How about you?
Yeah. I got some stuff going on.
Okay.
Land has been really busy. And we switched up some of the Coffee Money Real Estate, the book that I happen to have put out there for tax deed properties. Mm-hmm. Still selling a couple times, but we changed up one of the things we do there, and I'm going to give you all a free hack because it doesn't hurt my business at all, is we send neighbor letters out to every neighbor of those properties. We're seeing like a 40 to 60% return every time we send out a group of them that are getting bought by the neighbors just because we price it at a point where they can't say no to, you know, to getting the property.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I knew that you were doing that. I forgot about it, but that's like such a good idea. And it doesn't flood eBay with everyone selling properties in the same state because they bought them all off the same website, right?
Yep.
And what neighbor wouldn't want...
You tell them $600, $700, hey, you want to make your lot twice the size? They're like, yes, please.
Yeah, I would take that all day. And most of these have homes right next to them. So it's not like...
They get a bigger yard.
Yeah.
You mean for $700 and you could take a credit card? Yep.
Yeah, I would buy up every surrounding lot I could if that was the case, you know?
That's what we got the idea from is we sold a lot to a guy, and he was the neighbor of a lot. He goes, hey, I just looked up to see who had this lot, and I saw it was y'all. Can I buy it from you? And we're like, yeah, of course. And I'm like, Beth, we have to start sending letters to everybody. And she's like, okay, easy enough. So we have it in our process now. We're at that when they give us the date that we're purchasing, you have 30 days plus the 10-day redemption period. At day 30... she's launching her letters. So they get there like day 35. And so those people have a few days to know that before we get the property back and we're like, hey, the deed will be here in a few days. At that point, we'll close the transaction with you.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense. I mean, we know that in rural land, sending neighbor letters has a good response. This one seems to have an even better response because, I mean, like I just said, there's a house. They live in the property right next door.
Yep. And I mean, I share that with y'all because I want you to know about it. It doesn't hurt your competition because it's not like, hey, there's a secret place to go sell this land. No, your target is the person that has contiguous land to it, the adjacent properties. You just make their lot bigger. Oh. It's good karma. You're helping somebody.
Yeah. You know, they already think it's like their land too.
Probably.
Yeah. They've probably got something stored on it or something.
I've been eyeballing that for years.
Yeah.
One of the guys told us, he goes, ha, my neighbor's going to hate this. And I said, why? She goes, she thinks she bought that piece of property. I'm going to tell her it's mine. I was like, okay, get it, boy.
So if she thinks she bought it, hopefully she ain't got some kind of paper.
There was
trail.
No paperwork. Okay. We pulled the deed, and there was nothing there about that lot with hers. Yeah.
So she was just talking noise.
Yeah, she said, well, I told him I was only buying that one if I got that one too. Mm. So.
Well, cool. That was a good thing. I'm glad you brought that one up.
Yeah, I mean, just a little tweak in your business plan, you know. And I hope those that have bought in the book have left a review for us on Amazon or Barnes and Nobles or wherever you got the book at. I mean, like 27 outlets or 28 outlets, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna help. I want to help keep that thing going because I think it's a good way for people to get started in the land business pretty cheap.
Yeah, reviews in this industry, they make or break
and,
you know?
And content stuff. And I think that's. I mean, we talk about social media, and you'll see me post a lot of likes and emojis on stuff, and there's a reason for that because it helps the algorithm. It lets boost the post up, lets more people see it. Doesn't cost me any money. Doesn't take any time. It's just a quick like and a emoji that goes with what I think, like my feeling about it. You don't have to write out. You could write one word and be like, cool or awesome or whatever. Still does the same thing.
Yeah.
And then reviews on top of that.
Yeah. Which is why we end every show by saying, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. And then go to Facebook, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show because we really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See y'all on Friday.